Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. This is the Tuesday night training call. So glad that you're listening in. My name is David Litt, and I've got a special guest doing 10 minutes of awesome with me. His name's Jerry O'Shea. He's a crown from Florida. Jerry's going to be talking about a great subject. The second I heard about it, I said, wow, this is going to be a lot of fun. He's going to be talking about raising the bar. But before we get to Jerry, I've got a couple of other updates, and in addition, also going to be giving away 2 free convention tickets. And I have to raise my hand and own up that the reason we're giving away 2 free convention tickets tonight is because I forgot to give away 1 on Thursday night. So hopefully if you've been enrolling PLC members, you're listening in closely, you got to have purchased your convention ticket already. But before we get to that, I just want to make sure that everybody's clear that we've got our Triple R promotion going on right now. So there's lots of opportunity for all of you to get the convention for free. Anybody who rank it. There's some background noise on the speaker line. I'm not sure who that is, but if you could hit mute, that would be great. Thank you. So I'm not sure where that noise is coming from. Let me see if I could mute the line again. I'm not sure why somebody is on the speaker line that is got some background noise. So as I was saying, we've got the Triple R promotion that's going on, and we're in full force on that. And there are a lot of exciting components of that promotion. You know, it's a recruiting, retention, and rank advancement promotion, but I think the one that's the most straightforward and the one that will be driving volume here at the end of the month and the one that will be driving volume into the month of May is the rank advancement promotion, where if you rank advance to executive or above. So if you're an associate builder, consultant, director, never been to executive, you get to the rank of executive this month or next month, you go to convention for free. And if you've already been an executive, if you get to the next rank, so if you're an executive and you get the diamond, or you're a diamond, you get the green diamond, no matter what rank you are, if you get to one rank higher, you'll get to go to convention for free. So every single person for sure on this phone has the opportunity to go to convention for free. And the thing that's beautiful about the promotion is that, you know, if you are a diamond or a green diamond or a blue diamond, you know, identify those people in your business that are consultants and directors especially that want to go to convention for free and help them get to executive. I think we're going to have dozens and dozens and dozens of people from that promotion alone, this month alone, going to convention for free, and I'm sure we'll have the same thing next month. So, you know, be on top of what's going on. Take advantage. There's money on the table for you. There's several other, you know, parts of that Triple R promotion, including our top recruiter promotion and the top recruiter in the month of April and the top recruiter in the month of May each get $1,000. Second place gets $500 each month. So there's another $3,000 on the table. And I can also say, you know, we're going to do a good bit of recognition at convention, and I'm sure that those are things that we'll be recognizing up on stage. And so it's a lot of fun to get celebrated and be part of the celebration. So I hope that everybody is ready to go, got their plane ticket, got their hotel rooms. Hotel rooms are starting to go fast. So make sure that you're plugged in and that you've made your commitment to be part of convention. So I'm going to go right into our giveaway of our convention tickets. And so every Tuesday night, every Wednesday night, and every Thursday night, when I don't forget, we give away a convention ticket. And if I do forget, I'll roll it into the following day. And actually, the first winners for tonight come directly from the Thursday night drawing that I forgot to give away. So we've not changed the name, so this is your opportunity to win, and I hope that you're listening in. So I'm going to put this call in a Q&A mode, and I'm going to give away a couple of convention tickets right now. So if you hear your name, all you need to do is hit *6 and you shout out your name, let me know you're on the line, and you are a winner of a convention ticket. And our first winner is Maria Marcano, and she's an executive from Florida. Maria, are you on the line? *6. All right. I'm also going to give away a ticket if she's here. She's a green diamond from Virginia. Her name is Kathy Shuey. Kathy, she was our speaker last week on one of our calls. Kathy, you on the line, *6.
I am here, David.
Hey,
hi.
Hey, hey.
Thank you so much.
All right, fantastic. So Kathy Shuey, Green Diamond from Virginia, she is a winner of a convention ticket. We'll refund your money. Thanks so much. You want to quickly tell us about the PLC member you enrolled last week?
Actually, I enrolled a few to do a group cleanse, so I'm excited to get all these new people up and started to be in top form for the convention.
Nice. Get your Saturday night dress all looking good, and that's great. You got another couple hundred dollars to spend on your Saturday night dress now that you're going to conventions for free.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, congratulations. So I want to give away another ticket if I can. I want to give a shout out to somebody from Texas. It's Chris and Anne Marie Mendez, director from Texas, Star 6, if that's your name and you're on the line. Chris and Anne Marie, directors from Texas. Maria Marcano, executive from Florida. Okay, I'm going to try to give away one last time. I got one more name. She is a director from Florida as well. Her name is Anya Pacetti. Anya. Going once, going twice. Maria Marcano, Chris and Anne Marie Mendez, or Anya Pacetti. Any of you on the line? If you are, you're going to convention for free. Star 6, going once, going twice. All right, I tried to give away two tickets. I only was able to give away one to Kathy, but that's okay. I'm going to go ahead and put this in the presentation mode. We're going to start tonight's training. So, as I said, I love doing these Tuesday night training calls. I love sharing the information that I know and that I've learned over the years, but importantly here over the last month or two, I've invited our crowns to share their 10 minutes of awesome and ask them to speak on something that's meaningful to them and to give stories and share, you know, training about something that's made a difference in their Perium career or in their life in general. And tonight's call is going to be fantastic. We got Crown Jerry O'Shea. He's an awesome guy. He's a former professional surfer. He and his wife, Christina, built a great business down in Florida and all around the country. And so it's a pleasure to invite Jerry O'Shea on the line tonight to give his training on raising the bar. So, Jerry, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, David. I appreciate you having me on tonight. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, good. We'll take it away, my friend.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start off with a story tonight. And this is a story about a man named Tom. He was a young man from Brooklyn, and at the age of 19, he enlisted in the Marine Corps. Soon after, he shipped off to the South Pacific, far away from his family and friends, and the year was 1941, and this was during World War II. One day, he was a kid working the docks in Brooklyn, and he had a dream of having a family. The next day, he was dropped into a war zone. After a year of combat, he was captured at Bataan, at the peninsula at Bataan in the Philippines. This was the start of the infamous journey called the Bataan Death March. He was one of 75,000 young soldiers forced to make the 65-mile march to the awaiting ships. 25,000 of these guys died on the march, a horrible death. While on the ships to Japan, an additional 10,000 more soldiers died of starvation and also unspeakable conditions. In Japan, Tom spent 3.5 years in a bamboo cell where he made the decisions to raise the bar. He became a leader. He helped his men survive. What he did, he became fluent in Japanese, and that was a great thing because he was an interpreter between the Japanese soldiers and his men. Tom went on to help his 100 men persevere through horrible conditions by holding a vision for them, the vision of freedom, family, and going home. Every day he reminded them and encourage them of the vision. He helped them endure, survive, and come home. Tom was my father. Tonight, my intention is to inspire you to raise the bar in your Purim journey to convention? It's just a 90-day journey to Orlando. It's not the death march. And the three things my dad taught me in my life, number one, have a vision for what I want and to help others. Number two, know where you are and know how to make the corrections to survive. Number three, train and be consistent with your efforts. This all helped me become a professional surfer at the young age of 19. So I'm just going to go a little deeper in some of those things that my dad shared with me. Number one would be vision. What rank would you like to be in 90 days? And more than that, how many people would you like to help along the way? And these are the people on your team. Paint a vision for convention for your team members. And number two would be take a serious look at where you're at now. You must know where you're at to know where you're going. Where you are is key, and you want to set yourself up to win. And you know, there's going to be several course corrections along the way in this 90-day run. My buddy that's a pilot, you know, we always talk about that. I wanted to be a fighter pilot or professional surfer, and so we know how that went. But so we always talk about, you know, him being a pilot with Southwest. And I just want to give you a little quick scenario about course corrections as you look at your Purium business. You know, if we had a flight that was 60 miles and you were 1 degree off your destination, you would actually end up being 1 mile off hitting the runway. So that could pretty much be disastrous. So during this run, we do 30-day course corrections, which could be a business planning session, and take a look. Take a topographical view of your business as we're running towards convention. And so you want to know where you are, and you just want to adjust to that. So you want to train and be consistent.
I'm listening.
And one cool thing, over the weekend, I was lucky enough to speak to Ian for our 4-star crown and world-class athlete. And I asked Ian, can you give me some of the things, you know, to be a world-class cyclist, you had to raise the bar in that. And, you know, Ian's a really smart guy, and he said, Jerry, the things that I did, and I'll give three of them to you, he said, you have to be consistent over the long term by doing the daily activities, like training, eating right, and pushing to the next level. And when the going gets tough, I guess that's number two, then when the going gets tough, like an uphill climb, you must persevere to survive, just like my dad. So by now you see the parallel activities to win, whether it's survival, the 90-day run to convention, or winning a race. You have to have vision, you have to have a starting point, and you really have to have perseverance. So that was what I wanted to share, raising the bar with you. I appreciate
it. Well, Jerry, thanks for sharing that, you know, starting with that amazing story about your dad, and appreciate you being so open and, you know, vulnerable and honest, and, you know, that's where great trainings come from. And obviously your dad gave you a lot of wisdom from his experience. And, you know, it's just something that's almost impossible to imagine, you know, to have, you know, that kind of life experience, a 65-mile march, which killed tens of thousands of men, and living in a bamboo cage and those kinds of things, and to be able to keep a vision and to be able to you know, help others and to not in the worst of times to not be selfish, but to actually care about your men and to try to figure out a way to get them home safely with you. I'm sure that you learned a lot more than just what you shared in the few minutes, but I appreciate you sharing his story and sharing, you know, those top three things that he shared with you. So that was really meaningful. I appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, thank you, David. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so let's dig in just a little bit deeper. You know, I appreciate, you know, we call it 10 minutes of awesome, and you were under 10 minutes, so we still got at least 10 minutes here on the back end of this call. And I want to dig in a little deeper on all three of the main points that you shared. You know, the first is holding the vision. And, you know, one of my favorite quotes is, when you feel like quitting, ask yourself why you started. You know, when you feel like quitting, ask yourself why you started. And I think it's so important that you have your why written down, and your vision of what it is that you want to accomplish. So Jerry, is there anything that you want to share? I know that you do business planning sessions, you and Christine, you know, with your team. And you know, is there anything you want to share about either how you both have created your why, or you know, helping other people create their vision and how you go about doing that?
Yeah, well, I kind of, you know, start off, you know, just as a personal matter, you know, I do a lot of visualization, you know, with surfing. You know, it's kind of crazy, but all my friends laugh at me, but I throw a towel over my head and I see everything before, you know, I go out, you know, in big waves or whatever. So I just want to kind of set up a personal thing for myself. But Christine and I, you know, we like to get with our team members and just hear from them and see where they're at. You know, because that gives us a baseline to work with. You know, so many people, you know, it may be making $500 or $600 extra dollars to support, you know, their job, or they may have a bigger vision than that. But to get that baseline is key for us. And we just build on that. And we really, you know, we like to encourage and we like to stay close to a lot of our team members and kind of expound on their vision.
Nice. Well, I love the idea of visualizing. You know, I'm an athlete myself, and you know, I can imagine in a situation even more perilous than the types of sports I played. I played mostly soccer and basketball and baseball, and you know, but when you got a big wave about to crash down on you, or you're going to go out into those waves and they can crash down on you, to be able to visualize and to see it before it happens. You know, that's such an important skill, and it transfers over. There's no question that, you know, if you can see it, you can make it happen, and to rehearse in your mind, you know, and it does. Sometimes it sounds corny, like you said, you put your towel over your head, and, you know, your friends are saying, what are you doing, you know, but you're already experiencing what you're about to experience, and that makes it, you know, makes the good thing possible, and you know, so I'm glad that you're doing that with your team as well and teaching them, you know, that good habit. And I think, you know, one of the things that I find too is that in today's day and age, people are so kind of paycheck to paycheck and they're so stressed out just trying to get by, that even just the thought of somebody asking them what their dream is, what their vision is, you know, is something that opens them up. And I know that you work on your own personal development so that you're constantly raising the bar for yourself. Do you want to talk at all about, you know, kind of personal development for yourself and how that helps you to visualize and keep in a vision mode?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, actually last weekend I spent 3 days down in Fort Lauderdale and I did the Landmark Forum. You know, I heard about it about 20 years ago, and you know, I did that for 3 days. It's a little, you know, it's called transformational learning. It's not kind of a linear type learning. You know, and our course instructor said, hey, you're going to find that you're going to get your aha moment at 4:22 on Sunday, which is the third day. And I called Christine each night, and I'm like, I think I want to leave, because it was really tough for me. And then right at about 4:22 or 4:30, you know, it was bizarre. You just kind of brought it all around, and it's really hard to explain that personal experience, but it just showed me the possibilities that are out there for me that I can create for myself by kind of getting rid of some limiting beliefs and just clearing, you know, I don't paint, but I can envision, if I was a painter, you know, to paint a beautiful picture, you know, to start off with a clean palette. So that kind of was really helpful in Landmark, is they're just trying to get you to get a clean palette so you can start afresh. And I you know, listen to a lot of Tony Robbins, and I read a lot. So that would be some of the things I would say.
I love that analogy. I think it's great. And, you know, we are so cluttered up, you know, and we do paint our own picture, and oftentimes we're so defined by our past and so defined by our limiting beliefs. And when we allow that to consume us, then it's very hard to do anything but, you know, look backwards or, you know, make small incremental improvements. And if you want to have a true breakthrough, you know, cleaning that palette and starting with a, you know, blank piece of paper and starting fresh. So if you've been with Purium for a year, 2 years, 3 years, if you, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, it doesn't matter. You know, tomorrow is always a day where you can start with a blank piece of paper and redo your why, redo your vision, and get clear as to what it is that you want, and consistently tap into that energy. When you feel like quitting, ask yourself why you got started. So the second thing you talked about, Jerry, was making adjustments. And, you know, your airplane analogy was a great one. And, you know, that's something that I really find important in my life is I like to plan. I like to have that vision. But then you need to take that vision down into a monthly, weekly, and daily, you know, set of activities, and to constantly be working on the most important things. Constantly be working on the things that are going to move you forward. Constantly be prioritizing, you know, your top activities, your top people, so that, you know, you're doing the most important things. Any other tips or techniques or ideas that come from, you know, your thoughts on planning and prioritization? Because obviously that's important.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I, as we all in this business, we have a wonderful group of people in Purium. And for me, you know, I can see shiny objects and get off course. And I would just say, you know, plugging into the calls, I've really tried to make that a priority. And I've learned a lot from, like, Diamond Mike. We call him Diamond Mike out of Dallas. You know, he's on the calls. And I gathered so much in the last couple of weeks of his consistency. You know, he's talking to two people a day. And I heard him, I think it was today, say, I haven't missed a day. And he said, I'm mantic about it. And I was like, yes, that's it. It's the consistency over the long term. And I think starting in May, he was going to up that to 10 people a day. So I think that, you know, key is staying consistent. And that is not one of my strong suits. You know, I can be diverted, you know. I don't look at the surf report too often, so.
Oh, my God.
I think I was in Hawaii, I wouldn't probably get anything done, but here in Florida, it's a little easier. But that
It's interesting, you know, because the people who oftentimes have the biggest vision are the people that have the toughest time with the day-to-day grind. And the people who are great day-to-day grinders oftentimes have trouble kind of creating that big vision. And so I think it's always good to understand what your strengths are and to play into those strengths, but then also to work on the issues that are your weaknesses. Because to be a truly complete entrepreneur, to be a crown, you know, you've got to have some vision and you've got to have some grind. You know, I guarantee you all of the crowns in our business have some vision and they have some grind. And so it's great that, you know, that you talk about starting with the vision, which is where I think it starts with, but then, you know, it's about making those adjustments and being consistent and having discipline. And, you know, this is a great quote. Another one of my favorites is, you know, discipline is choosing between what you want now and what you want most. You know, it's the discipline is choosing, you know, really what you want most instead of what you want now. And so, yeah, shiny objects, that surf report, you know, whatever. You know, there's lots of ways to get off track for hours or days at a time, and then you lose that consistency. And so if you can constantly tap into what you want most, connect back to that vision, back to that why, then it'll keep you on track to doing the day-to-day stuff that, you know, really is what it takes. So I like that example you gave, Jerry, of Mike and his consistency. So anything else you want to share about that idea of how you stay consistent amongst the distractions that are there, or anybody else that you want to call out that, you know, that's been consistent, and what are some of the consistent activities that you think are important?
Yeah, well, you know, there's so many team members that are doing such an amazing job on our team, but I would say, and she actually was called out for the ticket tonight, Anya, but Anya Pacetti, you know, she's probably been in the business for about 3 months. She actually had to chase down one of the yoga instructors that we enrolled that wasn't doing much. I think she had to chase her down like 4 or 5 times to actually get enrolled. And then finally, it was insane, but after about 3 months, we were able, you know, we didn't even know that story. We were able to hook up with Anya, and, you know, it was like she was just so happy, and we've just locked arms with her. And I think in Team Win, I think Sonia created, you know, a little accountability. And I think Anya in recruiting is sitting like second place. And she's amazing.
Nice.
Yes. So she's really consistent of, you know, kind of like Mike is going out there and just talking, you know, to 2 to 3 people every day. And I think Joel Calandrillo, you know, I love Joel, and he always says, I do something every day for my Purium business. And I have for a really long time. And that might, you know, if that's a one-two thing, it may not seem like much, but like Ian shared with his analogy, over the long term, you know, it compounds. And that's huge.
Nice. Well, I think that's a great way to end the call, Jerry. You know, thanks so much for sharing the story of your dad, and thanks for giving us these nuggets of wisdom and a lot to think about. So, you know, have that big vision, know where you are, make those adjustments, and consistent effort every day, especially as you lead into this 90-day run. And the timing is perfect because we've got the end of this month right now, this week, this big clean week where you can get to the next rank and drive your business and meet some new people and create some activity. It's like the difference between making a running start into your 90-day run or a standing start into your 90-day run. So take full advantage of this week. Get to the rank that you want to get to, or at least set yourself up with some new activity so that you can hit that 90-day run at full speed starting May 1st. There's lots of good promotions and lots of good reasons why you want to do that. So, Jerry, awesome job tonight. Thanks so much for being on the line. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. Congratulations to Kathy Chewy for winning her convention ticket. And we'll catch you tomorrow night, David Sandoval, on the line. I'm going to be in Boulder, Colorado. Anybody in Colorado, let them know we're doing a healthy happy hour in Boulder. Check your email blast. There's a little flyer on that as well. So talk to you all soon. Bye now.
Thank you, David.
Thanks.